underscore G underscore U underscore Y underscore, or guy, how much time on average do you spend editing and refining the audio before posting? Probably too much. I am very nitpicky and am just, I'm an overthinker when it comes to how I'm sounding. And, okay. So also, Muy Mocha, user Muy Mocha asked, what would you say is the most difficult part of the recording process for you? So this kind of goes into that. I really hate my mouth sounds. This is going to be a very interesting thing I've never said before. I have a very wet mouth. I'm sure you can hear it along the way. I'm sure you've heard it in certain audios where I couldn't edit it very well, but just the way my mouth moves and my lips over my teeth, it's, there's a lot of the teeniest, tiniest little pops and sounds that I just want to edit out. They just bug me, man. So that's pretty much what I spend the most time going through, is just, putting on my headphones and turning up the volume unreasonably loud when I listen to my audios in the editing process. Cause I also hate when breaths get cut off. So I pay very close attention to detail. And I think I'm getting better as I go, paying attention to my breaths and, kind of wanting to be like Tay Zonde from Chocolate Rain. I need to move away from the mic to breathe. that's a throwback reference to any of you veteran internet users. I don't know how much time on average I spend editing and refining the audio. Most audios I record, you know, all the way through, take up to about 45 minutes in recording, and then editing usually anywhere from 2 to 8 hours. Just depending on the subject. And another thing that's really annoying is, I guess I live close enough to an airport to where I am frequently having to stop and wait for it to fly over, because I'm just really, I'm really OCD about the quality of sound. Okay, moving into a question from Emmett Bluffo. Your slapping skin sounds are really good. What's the process for recording that by yourself? It's just what it sounds like. A lot of people ask me, how do you do your sound effects? Like when you're gagging and choking and sucking, you know, what are you doing? And the fact of the matter is, I am gagging and sucking and choking. I have a toy that is, honestly, my new best friend. And I just get really into it, just as I would in person, because I am all about authenticity. That's my two biggest things when recording, is wanting it to feel and sound real, and also being of high, you know, sound quality. I'm not going to be recording on my phone or anything. The very first recording I did that I uploaded was with my phone, because I was just testing the waters to see, like, is this even something people want to hear? And that was a resounding yes. So I do have a toy that I work with. The skin slapping sounds are just me fucking myself. Usually, it's like if I have my hand on the toy and when I'm, you know, doing my thing with it, I put the microphone close, like really close to my crotch, basically, and I just kind of record the sound of my hand coming into contact with my skin. And I play around with that. Actually, I want to change my answer. The most difficult part of the recording process, the editing process mainly, is not my mouth sounds, but in fact, sex sounds, the wet sounds and the like skin slapping sounds. That shit, because I take it so seriously and want it to be so good, I just, oh my God, Like, it's stressing me out just thinking about it. Editing sex sounds to be where they need to be and be loud enough and not be overlapping. And believe me, there is a way longer process behind the sex sounds than you would initially think. But, you know, the end product sounds fucking sick. So that's all the hard work, you know, pays off.